Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Wrangell Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for December 23rd, 2020. Wrangell currently has zero active cases of COVID-19 in the community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 44,828 cases. That's an increase of 2,969 cases from last week. New cases have decreased compared to last week, and case rates decreased across all regions of Alaska. However, all regions of Alaska other than the southern southeast region continue to have high community transmission and are at a high alert level. The decrease is thought to be indicative of the individual actions that Alaskans are taking to slow the spread. These actions, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you're sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, and washing your hands are making a difference. Keep it up, Wrangell. As of today, 943 people have required hospitalization. That includes 40 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 196 Alaskans have died. 12 of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wrangellcovid19.org. Asymptomatic testing will remain available, but individuals will be required to cover testing fees at the time of testing. All patients must schedule an appointment to receive a test, and this can be done Monday through Friday by calling the AICS clinic at 874-4700. For more information, visit covid19.search.org or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. And now on to vaccine news. As of today, 8,918 Alaskans have received the Pfizer vaccine, including approximately 180 Wrangell residents. These vaccinations were done under Phase 1 of vaccine allocation. If you are eligible for the vaccine under Phase 1A and are interested in receiving it, please contact the clinic to set up an appointment. Even if you said no thank you to the initial opportunity, you can still get vaccinated at any time. On December 20th, the National Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, issued further recommendations for Phases 1B and 1C of vaccine allocation. Balancing between two high-risk groups, ACIP recommended that people aged 75 and older and frontline essential workers such as teachers and grocery store employees be next in line for the vaccine. States have the ability to make adjustments to recommendations. In Alaska, a public comment meeting for Phase 1B will occur December 28, 2020. More information about the meeting and how to provide comment is available at the Alaska Vaccine Allocation Advisory Committee webpage. Go to covidvax.alaska.gov. That's covidvax.alaska.gov. And click on the link that says Opportunities to Provide Input for the Process. The second COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Alaska on Monday. Distribution and administration of this vaccine made by Moderna will occur this week in Alaska alongside the continued rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, which started last Monday. The holidays can be a difficult time for many, and this has been a particularly challenging year for many. Being away from family and friends during the holidays can be stressful. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help if you need it. If you need help or someone to talk to, call the Alaska Care Line at 1-877-266-4357 or text the number 4-HELP to 839-863. If you need other assistance, such as assistance with rent or food, call Alaska 211 or 1-800-478-2221. Or reach out to the Wrangell EOC at 874-2684. Take care, Wrangell, and have a safe and joyous Christmas.